From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One doctor said it's a game changer. Another one said it gives physicians a new tool to help prevent a life-altering amputation. On Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the first treatment for severe frostbite to reduce the risk of finger or toe amputation in adults. Iloprost is a vasodilator, which in essence is a drug that opens blood vessels and prevents blood clotting. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, frostbite occurs when skin and underlying tissues freeze, limiting blood flow to the area. Early symptoms include skin redness and pain, followed by numbness and white or grayish-yellow skin discoloration. Severe frostbite can lead to permanent damage and, in most cases, requires amputation. There are not many effective treatments for severe frostbite. In recent years, physicians have tried other clot-busting drugs to save frostbitten fingers and toes, but those medications came with a high risk of bleeding and were effective only within 24 hours of the injury. The trials for this drug showed Iloprost does not carry a risk of bleeding and can be used up to 3 days after the injury. It has been used to treat severe frostbite in other parts of the world, like Canada, Nepal, and Europe for years. Iloprost was originally approved back in 2004 in the U.S. as an inhaled medication to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension, which is a type of high blood pressure in the lungs. Its efficacy in treating severe frostbite was demonstrated in a small clinical trial that showed that no participants who had severe frostbite and received injections of Iloprost alone needed an amputation after a week, compared with 19% of those receiving Iloprost and other unapproved medications for frostbite, and 60% of those receiving only other medications. But in reality, frostbite is something that should be prevented in the first place instead of treated. Having the proper clothing, equipment, and training before embarking on cold weather outdoor activities really is a must. That's all for now. There are more stories like this along with others at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.